Hey everyone, this episode of Fatsu Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Go ahead and check out Volpe Martial Arts. That's volpemartialarts.com for more details. But Volpe Martial Arts is KW, that's Kitchener-Waterloo and Guelph and Cambridge. The hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido martial arts in the KW region. Awesome place, folks. My brother, Sifu Adam, has a lifetime of experience. Hapkido is a Korean style of martial arts. Kung Fu, of course, is a Chinese style of martial arts. Amazing school, amazing person. Check him out. Awesome. Also, don't forget Papa Earth. PapaEarth.ca. So Papa Earth is a company, awesome Canadian company that will take and source Canadian food and deliver right to your door. An awesome thing to take advantage of, especially these times, folks, with all this coronavirus going on, COVID-19, all that stuff. Check them out, PapaEarth.ca. Say hi to Julian for me, and don't forget to use the code word. So discount code FATSOMEAT to save yourself $10 off a small box or $20 off a big box. Don't forget, FATSOMEAT, and say hi to Julian for me. Folks, this episode, again, brought to you by my two sponsors, FATSOMEAT's a code word. Two sponsors, PapaEarth.ca and Volpe Martial Arts. Thank you so much. Episode number 60, COVID virus. What are we going to do? Wash your hands. How to stay healthy. I talk about three things, folks. What are you going to do to stay healthy? We'll talk about them. Eat, sleep, move, repeat. Love your neighbor. Even if you can do it from a distance. Even if you have to do it from a distance. Love your neighbor. Lily, take it away, babe.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat for goodness sake.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, our very first podcast show.
Hey, everyone, welcome to Fatso Radio. How you doing? I haven't done that in a while. So, episode number 60, welcome to Fatso Radio. It's been my pleasure, continues to be my pleasure, and it's my pleasure tonight to give you episode number 60. Like I said, episode number 60, COVID-19. Special episode, everybody's doing an episode on COVID-19, you got it, right? So, what do you want to talk about? A couple things I want to talk about, but first of all, I hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody is safe. If you're not doing well, I hope you're getting the help that you can get. I hope people are coming together. It seems like people are coming together, and I want to just talk a minute about that. I hope people are getting the help you need. If you're not getting the help you're getting, reach out to family, reach out to friends, reach out to the community. I know it's hard because we can't really see each other. We can't really touch each other, rather, but we can communicate in more ways today than we can ever do in the past. So in the past, you know, diseases like this would have spread probably easier because there's less ways to communicate or it took longer to communicate. So we can spread the word faster. We can say, everybody stay in your house. We can stay in our house. So I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody is honestly complying, right? I hope you're listening. And I think most people are probably listening. Like everything else, guys, the media is crazy. You're going to hear reports that nobody's listening. You're going to hear reports from your friends and family that most people are listening. Like everything else, most of your friends and family are probably normal human beings. They're probably law-abiding, and they're probably rational people and thoughtful, reasonable people. You hope. I hope. And I do believe that as well. So hope everybody's being safe. Some common sense things, right, folks? You know, wash your hands. If you're sneezing, if you're cold, if you have a cold or whatever that you feel this is, don't spread it, right? It's common sense. It is common sense. It's just that something like this usually doesn't kill people, right? Or it's usually not, and it's definitely not broadcast like as so much as it is today in these times, right? So people die all the time. I'm not trying to devalue this. I'm not trying to lower this. I'm not trying to belittle this or whatever. I'm not trying to say that this is not a huge thing because it's a huge thing. But it's just people die all the time. So I want to acknowledge that. And I want to acknowledge all the frontline staff for first and foremost. I mean, I want to do my whole episode on this. Not tonight, but another time. But really, I used to do some security work for a long time. I used to work in the hospital while I was in security. I used to work in the casino business. I used to do a bunch of things. And I've worked with medical staff a lot, hand in hand, but also for my daughters, for just surgeries that I've had, injuries that I've had in the past. Just I've been in and out of the hospital my whole life for many different reasons. Thankfully, not life-threatening for me most of the time. But regardless of the reason, I want to give a shout out to all the people in the medical, in the healthcare industry, everybody from people that are normally in clinics that can't be there right now, or people that are in the emergency room, people that are in ICUs, people that are in specialty wards and specialty units, people in the psych industry, psych departments, people cleaning the floors, people making the food, people folding the sheets, people, like I said, every single part of this whole operation, right? Our whole country, our whole society is relying on the healthcare system right now because there's this pandemic, right? And that's what happens when you have something that's a health scare like that. We now, all of a sudden, it's not all of a sudden, but for a lot of people, like that's a thing. This is an eye-opener for a lot of people. For a lot of people out there that have had crazy things in their life, you know, this is another reminder. So anyway, there's a lot of people out there that are doing these things, you know, none of this would be possible without them. So I want to give a big shout out to them. Doctors, nurses, paramedics, I'm going to miss a ton of people, but paramedics, firefighters, police officers, security guards, so many people, folks, the cleaners, like I said, the people in the kitchen, people doing the ordering, the people doing the staffing, the scheduling, the unsung heroes, there's unsung heroes everywhere, right? But also the people really on the front line, right? We know who they are. I don't have to say it, but really the people that literally are like soldiers, right? They're in the trenches, right? They're right beside this infectious virus. They're getting coughed on. They're getting, you know, they're hopefully gloved up, I'm sure, and they're masked up and everything. And that's the other thing that breaks my heart is that I'm gonna complain about this a little bit, but I can't believe that in this day and age we have shortages of things like masks and things like equipment. And I know that you can't predict and you can't exactly and you can't ultimately say how many you're gonna need and when you're gonna need it, so supplies can go out short. Yes, I understand that, but you know, it's one of these things that we realize there's a problem, as soon as we realize that we're short of something, let's fix it. This is the time. Yes, we need money. Yes, we need this and that, and we need support. And these messages that the government is sending out, they're great because they are supporting people and they are encouraging people. They are helping people to feel better about this. But at the same time, let's put your money where your mouth is. Let's really put the shit together. And it's coming together. People come together. That's the thing. And we always come together. And the government is always proud for us, but fuck them. It's not for them. It's for us, right? The government is for us. We are the people, right? And the government is for us. So when it comes down to it, the people help each other. We help each other. You help your neighbors. You help your family members. You help your friends. In a normal situation, if it was a different kind of crisis where it wasn't something that was infectious, you know, you would literally go over there and help make them suffer, help make them something that will get them through the winter. And this situation is weird, but in this situation, we have the ability, and we're lucky that we have the ability of communications. We can talk to the person that's next door to you, but you can't go, you know, knock on their door. You can't go sit there and have coffee with them because you don't know, you know, but you can talk to them. You can, you know, do a Skype. You can do a Zoom. We know what I use, what everybody, a lot of people are using. They're not official sponsors, not yet. But it's amazing with this, and just a perfect example, with Zoom and these different technologies, we have the ability to connect better today than we ever did before. So a shout out again to all the people in the medical staff, all the people in the first, not even just medical, just frontline. I want to give a shout out again. So medical, now the other frontline people, because I don't want to miss you guys. People in restaurants all over the place, even doing takeout, people in that are in bars that have converted them to restaurants, or, you know, usually bars, but now they want to focus on restaurants. Yes, there's a lot of reasons. A, they got to keep themselves fed and they got to feed their family, right? But also they are serving the community. People are coming together. It's amazing. So a shout out to the people, restaurants, people in the hotels, people cleaning, people, you know, police officers, like I said, again, all these people that are doing this, that are risking their life, risking their health, risking, you know, pain and suffering and trauma, you know, and there's heartache involved with this too, right? I don't say it's not just getting sick, but it's getting sick. It's being isolated from your family, right? And that's the potential of that is very, very scary for a lot of people. So for people that are still going to work, first of all, my hat goes off to you, man. Like, man and women and child, everybody who's doing it, bless you and thank you for keeping on, keep on going to work. I'm still working. I'm working from home, right? And I'm lucky, right? I'm super, super lucky that I have that ability. And there's a lot of us that are like that. You know, this is another time. There's a lot of things I can say about this whole, time, but this is an eye opener and a good reminder for everybody, I think, especially anybody who works in tech, anybody who works with remote capabilities of, hey, maybe we should look at this a little bit more. Let's remind us. And this is a good reminder rather, because this forces you to think about your family more. This forces you to think about your home life more because you're home now. Whether you're working from home or whether you're off working, just home, not working, you're with your family. And if you are with your family, you're probably experiencing an interesting time, right? A trying time probably at times, but an amazing time because this is the time that most people end up wanting. This is the time that most people say they wish they had. And I always say it, that I wish I had this time because it... we don't get this when you're at work for 8 hours, you work for 9 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, whatever it is. I'm lucky, if I don't have a 12 hour day, obviously I have less than that, but I'm lucky. But these days reminds me, why I always say to myself anyway, and I say to other people that, family is the most important thing. And now you get to, I get to work from home. It's great. I get to have the kids interrupt my conversations and meetings and team meetings and all this stuff. And it doesn't matter, it's weird, but good. How people are, we're being forced to accept this, we're being forced to adapt, right? I say this many times, that we're the master adapters, we're the master, race at species at adapting to our situation, right? So what are we gonna do? Stay home? Let's stay home. We need to work remote? Let's work remote. People that aren't working remote, that are still working their jobs in the front line, Let's give them support they need. Let's put policies in place. Let's put procedures in place that will help them be safe. Parameters apart from each other, whether it's 6 feet apart or whatever it is. Give them gloves. Give them a mask. Whatever you need. But again, the things about the mask and the things about the protection, the personal protection equipment, it's a necessity. We need it. There's no excuse. There's no excuse to not to have the equipment that doctors, nurses, all the frontline staff need all over the world and all over wherever you need it. So let's get it done, right? But yeah, like I said, doctors, but not only them, the people who are still working, right? You work retail, you work at the dollar store, or you work at the grocery store, or you work at a cleaning service, you work at a hotel, or you work wherever you work, and you start, you're a construction, right? You're a yard service and you're still working. You're a garbage man, you're still working. You, whatever he says, or you're working at home. Right. And you're with your kids and it's bananas. Right. So just think it's an interesting time. It's crazy what we're going to do. It's not crazy at the same time. At the same time, this is it seems normal or weird, of course, because you're not at work and you're not your regular life, but it's also oddly seems natural to be forced to then, of course, think about your family. So it's weird. It's like, well, of course, are you going to think about my family first? Well, yeah, we always do. But when you do that and when you're doing that on a regular basis, a little bit more than you normally do, I think, because you're forced to, I think, it's nice in a sense because it reminds me. But at the same time, it reminds you that it makes you think too, man, if things go back to normal ever, wow, I really want to change a couple more things again. It's a good time to reevaluate. It's one of those things I've been hearing a lot of people say. This is a time, man. I'm gonna redo some things, or I'm gonna change something. It's a time for a new beginning, a time for a rebirth. It's spring. It's timely for that, I guess. But at the end of the day, I think it's something that we can handle. We're going to get through. We need community. We need friends and family, the online community, wherever you can get. And that's what we need. So let's get this started. This episode, before we get any further, again, stay home, wash your hands, all that stuff. I basically have three tips that I want to get into for my advice to stay healthy and kind of get through this time. Not just this time. It's the same for any time, but really, that I think is really important, especially when you're dealing with, the cold and flu season, but also to prevent yourself from getting sick or to getting the worst of getting sick, right? The idea is that if you have a strong immune system and if your body is healthy and if you can try to get that as healthy as possible, even if you're battling something, you can still be healthy enough to fight off colds and viruses, right? Even if you're battling some other autoimmune issue, it may be tougher, of course, it may be more challenging, but you can still definitely do it. So some three tips here. Number one, I want to get into, well, first of all, I'll say all three. No, I won't. I was going to give the first one. First thing is food, right? Three tips, but the first thing is food. Eat real food, right? This time, and anytime when you're dealing with something anytime that you're sick, or it's cold and flu season, or anytime that you're having stress, or anytime that, just quite honestly, you're dealing with a health issue, right? Which is every day in life, your food is important. So if it's important on a regular day, when you're feeling good, when you're trying to optimize, here's the question. Do you think food is then going to be important when you're also battling something? Of course. And in fact, the argument can be made that it's even more important, right? So it's even more important to try and get your diet in check right now. I know that's hard, and we're going to talk about that. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard on a regular day. It's hard on a good day. It's sometimes even hard on a great day. Like, what I mean by that is sometimes you're having a great day and everything's going well, and still at the end of the day, you think, oh man, I want to reward myself. Holy shit. What? Even when you don't really want it, you're not even craving it, you're having a great day, it's still hard sometimes to stay with good food. So I'm going to try and stay on focus today. Real food. What do I mean by that? My three pillars are my things that I always talk about. Real animal protein, right? Folks, animal protein means if it's an animal and it dies, you eat it. That's animal protein. Fish, right? Ruminants. Pigs, chickens, cows are the ruminants. The goats and the sheep are the ruminants. The fish, all the fish, folks. The birds, turkeys, chickens, right? Pheasants, quail, whatever. Whatever you like, whatever flies, you want to catch it, eat it. Do what you got to do. All these animals, the protein is bioavailable. It's the most bioavailable protein in the world. Animal protein. Most natural source, whole food animal bioavailable protein, right? Whey protein is, I think, more bioavailable, but whatever. It's still from animal protein. So animal food, real steaks, chops, whatever you want to eat, stews, whatever you want to eat, make them real food. And then the fat that comes with it, right? Fat is, fat contains fat-soluble vitamins, important for your immune system. Your immune system is very, very important with this right now, and you need fats. You need good fats to keep that immune system running, keeping it strong, right? Your immune system is kind of like your force field, right? It's kind of like your force field or your defense mechanism, right? It's kind of like your little army, little soldiers, whatever, that go out. Not to say little, but it's your army system or your defense system, right? And your white blood cells are like your little soldiers that go out and try and kill bacteria and try and kill viruses, and usually do a great job, and actually 99% of the time, but most people do an amazing job, and that's why we're still here. That's why we're not dead every single minute, because we have trillions of different bacteria on us, trillions of different viruses. Most of the things in the real world are actually viruses. So, and bacteria and all these different microbes. So it's amazing how we are kept together, right? So let's stay healthy. You need those fat-soluble vitamins. You need the fat itself. You need the energy from fat, right? Fat is a cleaner fuel source, right? Remember, even if you're not in ketosis, stay away from the sugar. Even if you're not in ketosis, stay away from the sugar. Fat is a better fuel source. If you are in ketosis, if you're interested in ketosis, that's one of the reasons why it's better, because fat is a better fuel source. It's cleaner. It comes with less inflammation, comes with less free radicals. Do that. It's good for you. The last thing I want to say about food is, if you're not already incorporating organ meat, do it. Do it. If you don't like the taste, do it until you like the taste. If you've done it a couple times and you can't figure out a way to do it, and you can't figure out a recipe where you like it, ask somebody. Check online. There is no excuse. There are no excuses these days, folks. Everything is available at our fingertips. Everything is online. Just email me, fatsoradio@gmail.com. I'll tell you how I make my liver, okay? Organ, liver, spleen, kidneys, heart, brain. I've never had brain. I gotta have brain. Someone send me some brain. Organ meat. I eat liver. I eat liver quite a bit. I eat liver in pate. I eat liver just fried, you know, on pan fried on a pan, on a top, on the stove. And I like it. I have a little bit of liver left that I want to make into sausages. I'm going to mix that with a little bit of beef. See if the kids can eat it. Lily will probably eat it. Violet, who knows? Maybe meatballs, because Violet likes meatballs. But that's the last thing. Incorporate organ meat. Organ meat is very high, very high in vitamins and minerals, very high in fat-soluble vitamins, right? Vitamin A, vitamin K, vitamin D. You need these vitamins. And also liver specifically has vitamin C in it. So if you're on a carnivore diet, if you're on a low carb diet and you're not getting a lot of vitamin C and you still think vitamin C is important, which I do think vitamin C is probably still going to play a role, right? It's probably a much smaller role on a carnivore diet or a ketogenic diet. But to the other side is that if it, even if it's still playing a small role in the kind of on a necessity standpoint, kind of it may do something great from an optimizing standpoint, or it may do something from a fighting bacteria, fighting viruses standpoint, your immune system. So I don't know. You might want to take that. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a doctor. Good time to remind everybody, I'm not a doctor. So that's the last thing I want to say about food. Eat real food, real animal protein, folks. If you're going to eat plants, great. But don't think plant protein is as good as animal protein. That's it. I'm not going to say anything more about that. They're not created the same. Not only is it harder to get it, not only does it have less protein, you know, gram per gram or whatever, but it's less bioavailable. So that's all I'll say. The second thing I want to talk about during these times is sleep, right? So on a regular basis, on a regular day, the optimal, you know, the recommendation is always going to be have 7 or 8 hours of sleep at least to give your body the chance to recharge, right? Things happen at night. A lot of things happen at night that a lot of people don't really realize on a regular basis, but at night your body recovers, your body recharges, right? Your body rests, of course, rests as muscles. That's easy to remember, right? It's easy to kind of visualize, but it also detoxifies. Your liver does a lot of work. I think around like 3 or 4 a.m., maybe later. I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong, but sometime in the middle of the night, your liver goes through detoxification, right? And it goes through liver. It goes through that, and it makes glycogen if you need it. And it's going to purify your blood, and it's going to cycle all your blood. And it goes, does a lot of things. It probably makes cholesterol at that time. It does a lot of things. And it's really detoxifying your body. So it's really important to get that sleep. If you have interrupted sleep, if you have short sleep, if you have only a couple hours sleep, your body is literally going to have a shorter time to do a lot of those functions. And what's going to happen if you have short sleep? And what's going to happen if you have too much, or sorry, not enough sleep, to the point where some of those critical functions are going to just stop working? And what if you have, you know, a little bit of sleep or insufficient sleep day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out? Like, what happens? And after a while, your body just can't recover as well. Body can't detoxify as well. So it's so important to get that sleep. It's so important. I think I've read as well that one night of insufficient sleep, so basically one night of lack of sleep, will put your body in the next day into a state of temporarily into a state of insulin resistance. What does that mean? That means your body basically can't use fat for fuel at that point, right? And it's also having a hard time using glucose for fuel even. So because it's an energy crisis, right? It's insulin is not working as it did the day before. Maybe it's not working as well. So your body needs more insulin. Right. And then with more insulin, right, you're going to eat more and your blood sugar is higher. And that's why you need more insulin, because blood sugar is high. It's crazy. So that's only one day. So think of what happens if you do it all the time. And think of what happens if you're insulin resistant. And think of what it's like if you're type 2 diabetic. Now, if you are type 2 diabetic and you know what it feels like, tell people, share our stories, guys, because it's important to tell people when you do something and it feels better. Tell them because they could, excuse my language, they can friggin' read anything they want online. But when you hear from your buddy, you hear from your sister or your brother or your aunt or your uncle, hey, I did this. I did this for 30 days and it changed. I changed how I felt. I've heard people say after 30 days, they felt like their belly went away. I get it. You don't eat bread for 30 days. You don't eat complex carbs like that for 30 days. You're going to feel like your belly's gone away. Okay. Sleep. It's important. Sleep. Especially right now, you should sleep. If you're home right now, and because you're not working, or you're working from home and your hours are condensed or your hours are different, you know, whatever it is, get some sleep, get extra sleep. I think people are probably going to find that they're a little more rest during these times, which is great, but get your sleep. It's so important. Take advantage of this time. I personally don't really nap that well, but some people nap. You know, doctors will tell you to nap. Studies will show you that it's great for nap. It's great to reset, you know, cat naps or whatever. But get your sleep. It's really important, folks. And it just really helps with, like you said, your repair system, your immune system. And if you're not repairing well at the end of the night, and if you're not completing those functions, right? If you have 20, you probably have 30,
300 functions that your body goes through at night to repair, detoxify, and you know, repair. Repair, detoxify, kind of rebuild itself. If you don't get to go through all of those functions, right, you're going to miss out. So do it. It's super important. The next thing I want to talk about is exercise. Exercise can mean a bunch of different things for a bunch of different people. My whole idea of exercising is very simple, and it's just move. Move. That's what exercise is, right? It's moving. You can exercise. I don't know if you can see me here. If you can see me, hey, you might buy my shirt. So if you can move, if you're in a chair rather, you can exercise, right? How can you exercise in a chair? You can move your arms, right? You can do curls, right? One, two, no problem. You can do 10 of those, right? You can, if you're in a chair and you're not standing, like if you're not walking, but you're always in a chair, then obviously you're not going to move your legs probably, but you can move other ways too. You can reach over, right? You can do these. You can do basically jumping jacks sitting still, right? You can do this way jumping jacks. You can do all types of exercise with your arms, right? Your core, all that stuff. If you're in a chair, but you can still get up, but you're kind of in an office chair, whatever, get up, right? Stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. I mean, a good test of health, they always say, is how difficult is it for you to stand up from a seated position without assistance, without pushing off the side, without, how hard is it? So maybe you can practice that. Maybe a little tip, you know, while you're home, if you're sitting at your desk a little bit more than usual, if you're sitting at home, and if you had a stand-up desk at work and you don't have a stand-up desk anymore, like me, come on, where I work, send me a desk. Yeah, right. So move a little bit, right? For everybody, it's going to be different. Honestly, it really is different for everybody. I love walking. How much do I love walking? Carlo, how much do you love walking? Okay, I love walking so much that I will probably argue, and I'll probably be wrong, but I would argue with almost anybody that walking is the best exercise in the world. You know, I really would, because I don't know if I'd be wrong, but it's such an amazing thing. It's so simple, right? We were born literally trying to walk, and within a couple months, we were born to walk, we were born to run. I'm sure there's books out there and everything, but it's natural, right? You can almost, actually, you can sleepwalk. There you go. I was gonna say, you can do it sleeping. You can. So it's so natural. It's in us. And if you're not walking, but you're in a chair, then wheel, then roll. And if you're using crutches or some sort of assistance, then do that. But my movement or my idea, sorry, is that idea, that motion, that movement, move, right? Walk, move at that pace, at a walking pace. You can walk fast. You can walk slow. It doesn't matter, because that's going to be something that's going to be different for every single person based on your needs, but based on your needs today, right? That's another thing. Your exercise regimen is going to change. Holy shit, is it ever going to change? I started doing these push-ups. I do the push-ups 80-80-80, right? Remember? Every morning I do 80-80-80, hashtag 80. I don't know if I hashtag it or not, but it's on my Instagram, at Fatso Radio, 80-80-80. I started at 20-20-20 back in July, I believe, or August, or maybe summertime around there, right? And 20-20-20, I did 20-20-20 for a while. I went up to 30, went up to 40, went up to 50, 60, you know. And then my brother jumped in and said, yeah, let's do 50. Sifu Adam, big shout out. Volpe Martial Arts, check him out, volpemartialarts.com. Anyway, so I was doing 40 and 50. He bumped me up to 50 or 60, I believe. But it's amazing. You know, I've said this before, but it's like every month now, at 50, I think I jumped up. The next month after that was January, I jumped to 10 more. And February, I jumped 10 more. So March, it's 80 now. April, which is in a couple of days, I'm going to bump up to 90, which I have a ton of anxiety. Well, not anxiety, but it's exciting. It's hard, folks. It's hard. Anyway, I'm going to get to 100, and then I'm going to go back. I'm going to do a bunch of different stuff. I'm going to try and alter my push-ups. I'm going to do a bunch of different things. I'm going to try and focus on a bunch of different things. But for anybody out there who's watching me do these push-ups, I know they're not perfectly perfect textbook push-ups. I know they're not putting my chest to the ground. I know they're not slow. I'm crushing them out, folks. It's part of my motivation. It's part of my goal. I've been doing this. I get up. Part of the reason why I do this is to get me up in the morning, to get up. I want to do them fast. I want to get up. I want to do them. It's not that I'm they're not hard. Believe me, the point of exercise is to get yourself tired, right? Is to get yourself winded, is to get your muscles to exhaustion. And also the point for this is for me is to get me started in the day. To really kickstart my heart, right? Really get me started. When I crushed out 20 pushups, it was hard. And it got easier. I did 30. It got easier. I did 40, right? Crunch is the same thing, right? I do these 80 crunches after that, and they're not easy, right? And they're not the best form in the world, Some say, well, they're good. Sure. Some say, well, they're not. I don't give a shit what anybody says. But, well, obviously I give a shit a little bit, or else I wouldn't be explaining it. It doesn't matter. I just give a shit enough to explain it once. And then I do my crunches, or squats rather, as well. I'm up to 80 squats as well. So next month I'm going to 90. I'm going to go to 100 the month after. So May will be my month of 100. And then we're going to mix it up. But whether your exercise in the morning is 10 push-ups, right? So if you get up in the morning, you do 10 solid push-ups, right? Or let's do this. You get up in the morning. Okay, close your eyes. Well, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. If you're walking, don't close your eyes. If you're sitting in your couch, if you're sitting on your couch, you're sitting at your desk, whatever, if you can't close your eyes, close your eyes. All right. What are we talking about? No. Walking. So you get out of bed, right? Not walking, your morning exercise. You get out of bed in the morning, folks. You roll out of bed. If you can do one push-up, right? If you've never done one push-up, perfect. Try one push-up, right? If you want the altered push-up, or the alternative push-up, or the modified push-up rather, stay on your knees. So you have yourself kind of horizontal instead of just going straight up like this. You kind of have yourself, I don't know how to do it this way, but basically have yourself on your knees, still as a plank though, but kind of, it's a little bit shorter, right? So when you're doing your push-up, it's less weight for you. Try that. And then roll over, do one crunch, right? A crunch doesn't have to be all the way up. It doesn't have to be a traditional sit-up. You just want to get, right? You want to crunch up with your abs, tighten up your abs, your stomach muscles, and you want to get your shoulder blades off the ground and then go back again. Do one of those. If that's easy for you, do two of those. Same as a squat. If you can do a squat, go down. If you can get your thighs parallel, great. If you don't, that's fine too. Do one of those. If that's good, if that's easy, do two of those. What I want to suggest people do, and you should try this, and let me know how it works for you. Start at one. You don't have to keep, they don't have to be the same. You may do one push-up, none. You may not be able to do any push-ups, even the modified push-ups. There's a lot of people out there that can't do a modified push-up or a full push-up. Don't be discouraged if you can't do it. Honestly, don't be discouraged if you can't do it. There are a lot of people that are so-called healthy and fit that can't do it. So don't be discouraged if you can't do it. Don't be discouraged if you can't do a crunch. Don't be discouraged if you can't do a squat. For whatever reason, people, we all have different needs. We all have different abilities, and we're all on a different path, right? And we all have different timelines. We're all at different spots at different times. So if you can do a push-up, do it. If you can't do a push-up, try it. If you can't do a regular push-up, or a full push-up rather, do a modified push-up. If you can't do that, that's okay. Try to stay on a plank for 10 seconds. Try that. Or 5 seconds, right? Or 1 second. The whole idea is that cater it to yourself, teeter it, titrate it, or whatever the terminology is. If you can do one, great. If you can do two, great. If you can do one but not two, that's okay. Work your way up, right? Same with crunches, same with squats. Do that, folks, and I think you'll see that over time, it's really amazing how these little steps can help you feel really good about yourself. And at the end of the day, it's a combination, right? It's but it's more than just the diet and exercise, right? It's the mental part of it. And I want to get into that again a little later. But along with the exercise, along with the moving, with the push-ups, the crunches, or squats, or whatever that is, one of the other reasons why I really like walking, and running is great as well. But walking is really good because it moves the lymph system, right? So it moves your lymphatic fluid through your body. Carlo, what's your lymph system? Okay, if you don't know what the lymph system is, that's great. And if you do know what the lymph system is, and if I'm wrong, send me an email, tell me I'm wrong. So, just kidding. Don't tell me an email, tell me I'm wrong. Just go look it up, tell me if I'm wrong. Lymph system, essentially, folks, it's like your blood system, right? Your blood vessels run, your veins and your arteries run, and your blood vessels run through your body, carries blood, which carries oxygen and other nutrients through your body, like highways, like streets, through your body, right? Your lymphatic system is like that, or your lymph system is like that. It has vessels, it has vesicles, it has pathways throughout your body. The only thing is that it doesn't have a pump. So it's very different. It's like you have two sets of highways, right? You have a set of highways that has a pump, right? Your heart, which actually pumps your blood through your heart, through your body, right? Moving as well, of course, helps blood flow, but without moving, your blood will pump, right? And you need oxygen to your body, and you need to detoxify, you need to get the carbon dioxide out of your blood. You need to get the oxygen in, right? It's essentially what you need to do on a regular basis. But what you also have is a lymphatic system. So your lymphatic system is like another highway of lymph fluid, right? L-I-M-P-H, lymph. Am I spelling it right? Yeah, lymphatic. lymphatic, L-I-M-P-H-A-T-I-C, lymphatic. So it's another highway, right? But it has this other fluid, what's called lymph fluid. It's basically protein and fat and white blood cells. It's part of your immune system. It's such an important part of your immune system, but it's also part of your digestion. It's part of everything because it transports these fat and protein. It's called chyle. I think the actual word is, and also your white blood cells. That's important because when you have an infection or when you have an illness, or just when you're trying to defend yourself from an illness or an infection, any kind, bacterial, virus, whatever, you need your white blood cells to help. Right, your white blood cells are what attack an infection and go kill it. Right, so you need strong, immunity. You need the ability to your body to produce these white blood cells, but also transport and move these white blood cells through your body. Because your lymphatic system doesn't have a pump like your heart, it's important for you to move. You really need to physically move to get that lymphatic system going. You need to move. You need to walk. You need to move your arms. You need to move your body. You need to do big movements. And that's why compound movements and things like walking, where you're moving your arms, or running, where you're actually having some jolting, right? You're gonna jolt some of that fluid. You're gonna move. You're gonna perturb some of that fluid in a good way. You know, and you're gonna help it move through. And you're gonna encourage it to move through your system. Like I said, your lymph system, your lymph fluid doesn't have a pump. It has lymph nodes all over your body, right? You have lymph nodes in your neck, lymph nodes in your armpits, your groin, your abdomen, your lymph organs as well. You have your thymus, your spleen, what are the other ones? I don't know, adrenals? No, not adrenals. Anyway, that's not the point. So they're through your body and you need them. And so you need to keep that fluid going all the time. And one of the ways to do that is to move, or to walk rather. Not one of the ways, but it is one of the ways, and it's a good way to do it. So walk, and there's a couple other ways too. So there's vibration plates people use. You can do trampolines or rebounders. Actually, that's one of my favorite ways. I have that outside right now. It's thankfully it's okay. and I used it actually the other day. I jumped on it. It's great because you're agitating. It's almost like a vibration plate or a T plate or T zone. I don't know what they're called. Basically a vibration plate, but it's not like that, of course, but it's a trampoline, right? You're bouncing up and down, and as you're bouncing up and down, what's going to happen, right? You're going to push that fluid up and down. You're going to force that fluid up and down, just like you would with walking, but even with a greater force in a different way, right? So I think the combination would work really well. And of course, massages really help as well. It's supposed to help with pushing moving the lymph system, the lymph fluid through your body. I think there's even lymphatic massages you can get specifically, which may help. So it's important to keep your immunity strong. It's important to keep your lymphatic system, in this case, strong, because it's all about your immune system. It's all about keeping your white blood cells strong. And keeping that fluid moving, right? Because of that other fluid, along with your white blood cells, there's protein and fat in the lymphatic fluid, which your body needs, right? Every cell in your body is going to need protein to help build itself. Every cell in your body needs fat for energy. and it's going to go to your liver. It's going to go to all your organs. So it's very important. So it's also important then to have the best type of food that you can have. And I don't mean the most expensive type of food. I mean the cleanest, most whole food that I mean. So I mean, like I said earlier, whole animal food. And it's a good reminder, the three things to remember today: clean food, folks. It's going to get you through any crisis. It's real whole food. I'm funny. I'm making a roast every day now, or every 2 days, and it's great. Or, we've always kind of did our home cooking anyway. We did go out a lot, but we did a lot of our home cooking, and it's like, home cooking. It's great. Sounds like roast every day in my house. It's amazing. Nothing wrong with that. Eat whole food, eat whole animal food. You're going to get a lot of protein. You're going to get a lot of bioavailable protein, all those minerals, all those nutrients, right? You don't forget about the organs. Don't forget about liver, heart, kidneys, brain. Talk to a butcher. Talk to somebody about getting those. It's really important. Get good food. Second thing, get good sleep, folks. It's really important. Sleep, sleep, sleep. If you're taking advantage of it right now, if you can take advantage, rather, of it right now and get a little more sleep because you're home, or if you are home, do it. Take advantage of it, folks. If you're home with young ones and it's hard, and you can, I don't know, maybe you can get some kind of help or whatever. And if you can't, then still try and get the regular sleep if you can. If you've always struggled with getting sleep, this is still the same thing. You're going to struggle now. But do it, folks. And it's important. Try and get all that sleep, because your body, again, repairs itself during that sleep. Last thing, exercise. The only thing I can kind of harp on again about the exercise is keep it simple. Lifting weights is also good. I didn't touch on this, but lifting weights is also great for your lymphatic system. Any type of exercise, running, sprinting, anything is going to move your lymphatic system. But something that I want to focus on is walking, because it's the most basic, among the most basic, easy to do, simple exercises. And everybody can do it, especially now. You can do it. You can walk down the block. In fact, you're probably going to see everybody walking about 20 feet away from each other eventually. Just walking down the block, just walking, walking, walking. If you're in a treadmill, walk. If you're outside, walk, 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 walk. It's good. It's simple. It's an exercise. It's still weight bearing, right? Because you have your weight, but it's not jarring and it's not hardening your joints. And you can do it. You can make it as hard as you want. You can carry weights around with you. You can jog. You can speed walk. You can do whatever you want. So, folks, my three tips for the coronavirus: again, wash your hands. And as always, let's rely on folks. Let's rely on our family. Let's rely on our friends. Let's rely on our technology of today. You know, we shit on the technology a lot. We shit on our social media a lot. But let's take advantage of our social media today. Let's take advantage of it, of our technology, the ability to see people and talk to them and see what's in their face and just really connect, you know. So thank you so much for listening to Fatso Radio, episode number 60, COVID-19. Like I said, be safe, folks. I'm in Canada. It's scary. It's scary wherever we are. The U.S., it's scary. Italy, my God, China, all these countries, Spain, all these countries that are going through still hard times, and every country is going through something. So my heart goes out to everybody. I love you all. Peace be with everybody, please. It's a good time. I don't want to go on too much of a rant here, but it's a good time to remind us again, you know, what's the most important thing? What are the most important things in life, folks? Our family, our friends, our loved ones. You know, the human species is very, very unique. We are, we need people. We need each other. There's a lot of pack animals out there, of course. There's a lot of herd animals out there, of course. We're more than a pack animal. We're more than a herd animal. We absolutely and dynamically need each other. We need it. We need people in so many different ways that we don't realize until shit hits the fan, right? You need the people beside you. You need your family. You need your friends, and they need you. A lot of times this culture, sometimes we push the things of this culture about being strong and about being tough and pulling up your bootstraps, and which is a terrible phrase, by the way, for many reasons, but it's just, you know, we try to tell people sometimes that just be tough, just be strong. And sometimes that's important in life, of course. Many times it's important in life. But we oftentimes overlook the things that are really important, that every once in a while get thrown in our face and make us really, really remember what's important, right? Perspective. It's all about perspective, and it's all relative to where are we today? Where are we right now? But at the end of the day, the people around you are going to be the people that help you the most. And it's the people around you that are going to help you, right, folks? It's not the corporations, right? It's the people that are going to help you. If a corporation doesn't come through for you, I'm not saying you should not trust any corporation at all. That's not what I'm saying. But if a corporation doesn't come through for you, a person will come through for you, right? If your company or if something big, or even if the government doesn't come through when they should or when they could in some times, right? People will come. People will come and help. And don't be afraid to help people. We got this far, folks, because of the humanity that we have. We're crazy. Yes, and we do crazy, crazy things all the time, but it's because of the love that we have for our fellow human. That we'll get through everything. We get through every single tragic event, right, in the past as a people, and we'll get through everything in the future. Connect. Stay connected as much today as you did before, if not more in other ways. Don't connect just by liking someone's photo. Don't connect just by liking someone's post or whatever. Send them something, right? Send them a photo. Send them a video. Send them a note. Send them something just to say, hey, what's up? Offer to send them, I mean, we're not exchanging things these days, I guess, but offer to, whatever, send a recipe, send a hand, send money, right? That's one of the things that, you know, we can do that if you're fortunate enough to send to help, if you're, oh man, here's my speech if I can for 2 seconds. If you happen to be listening to this and you have a shitload of money and you don't know what to do with it, now's the time to do something with this money. It's way before this time, but now is the time to do something with your money. Help people, help set up things where we won't, I don't know what to do, but think of something to help people, whether it's making masks or whether it's using your influence and using your power to force the government or to pressure the government rather, or to pressure big companies or whatever it is to support the people that we need, the frontline staff, like I said, do it. If you have a lot of money and you want to donate something, now's your time, guy. Now's your time, gal, because we need you. And we need you. And I think we're going to hear a lot of people saying that, oh, you know, this made us really realize a lot of things. And this made us think of things in a different perspective, in a different way. And it has. It's going to make everybody think, rethink and reevaluate their life. It's made me reevaluate everything. And I do that all the time. So for the people who always, are analyzing things, or the people who have gone through things in their life, that have made them analyze and recheck and revalue their priorities, you know, and look at life through a different lens. For a lot of those people, we know what these types of events are like, or we know what a feeling like is during this type of event, I guess. No one knows what this type of event is like. But I guess what I mean is, if you've been through some sort of trauma, or if you've been through some sort of really stressful event, if you've been sick, you've dealt with illness and all these things, or accidents, or whatever you've been through, that's probably prepared you for something like this. Don't think that this is something else now that we can't handle. Don't think like that, please. Whatever you've gone through in your life that's prepared you for this, use that. It's gotten you strong. It's kept you strong. Excuse me. Thank you for listening to Fatso Radio. I really appreciate it. Episode number 60. I love you all. Don't forget to listen and check out our sponsors, Pope Martial Arts. I love them. Sifu, Adam, my brother. And don't forget, PapaEarth.ca. Check them out. I love you all, folks. Fatso Radio. Hey, folks. This episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Papa Earth. Check them out at www.PapaEarth.ca. Folks, get your meat, your fish delivered directly to your door with Papa Earth. Papa Earth specializes in top quality, locally sourced meats and wild ocean caught fish. You can customize your own box at www.papaearth.ca. And now, for Fatso Radio listeners, you can use referral code FATSOMEAT to save yourself $10 off a medium box and $20 off or $20 off a large box with the choice of two steaks with promo code FATSOMEAT. FATSOMEAT, FATSOMEAT. Enter your code at checkout and mention in the delivery instructions whether you prefer ribeye steaks or top sirloin steaks. That's www.papaearth.ca and use promo code FATSOMEAT. I can tell you my favorite are definitely the ribeyes. They are amazing. And remember, folks, FATSOMEAT. Free range, dried aged beef, free range, air chilled chicken, vegetarian drug free pork, 100% grass fed and finished bison, Ontario lamb, wild caught fish, vacuum sealed and all flash frozen. Folks, check them out, www.papaearth.ca, and don't forget to use the promo code FATSOMEAT at checkout. Thanks so much. Let's say bye to everybody. Bye. And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye bye.